And he is buried in on a hill outside of Tiberias, in front of the cave, which is, by legend, the cave where Rabbi Akiva is buried. So if you go today to the burial place of Rabbi Akiva, right in front of the cave is the grave and the marker, the tombstone of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, the author of the Maseilas Yeshurim and all of these other works. But he, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, after the death of the Ramchal, has in his book a half-hearted apology for the persecution that was visited upon him, something to the effect that he's sure that he's such a holy man that he doesn't mind, because he realizes that those who did it really meant it l'shem Shemayim, which may or may not be self-serving, and it may or may not be true. The main machlokas of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, a machlokas which ripped the Jewish world in half, was with the rabbi of Ahu. After the death of Rabbi Raphael Hamburger, and that man's name was Rabbi Yehonasan Abishitz. He was also known as Rabbi Yehonasan Prager. He was the Rav in Prague, one of the great Talmudists of his time, the author of great commentaries to the Choshen Mishpat and to the Yerideya. The Choshen Mishpat, he wrote a sefer called Urim V'Tumim. The Yerideya, he wrote Crazy Uplacy. We have numerous other svarim that he wrote. He was a very prolific writer. He was a great orator. He was one of the leading rabbinic personalities of the time. And when he came to Ahu, that was like the culmination of his career. That was supposed to be the crown of achievement. But there, he ran afoul of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz was a Kabbalist, and in his role as being a master of Kabbalah, he distributed amulets, kameis they're called in Hebrew and Yiddish, kameis, which was a piece of parchment, on it written Hebrew words, Hebrew letters, and the person wore that piece of parchment. It was either a protection against disease or against misfortune, or it had magical powers. And people came to obtain these kameis. Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz came to the attention of Rabbi Yaakov Emden when one of the kameis was opened and brought to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden claimed that he saw in the kameya praise of Shabsai Tzvi. He saw in the kameya the recitation of ideas and formula that were purely from Shabsai Tzvi. And he therefore accused Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz of being a closet Shabsai Tzvi supporter. This being 70 years after the death of Shabsai Tzvi. How does one defend himself against a charge such as that? And there was really no way to defend himself. And what happened was that Rabbi Yaakov Emden went around Europe enlisting rabbinic figures to join him in his war against Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz. And Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz, who had many, many disciples, students, from Rabbi Yonasan Abishitz was already a man well in his 60s when he came to